No, no, they took the position.
How could, if they had performed their duty and not been negligent, would it have prevented it? Did their negligence cause it?
They took the position in the trial of the court that they did not have security devices there at this place because it might create a hostage situation. The police testified that they would come to the side of a building and wait until a robber would come out to see if there was a hostage situation or not before they intercepted a robber. I asked the expert witness in this case, but Easy Mart, what would you rather have? The police at the corner of the store waiting for a robber to come out, or your wife inside a store being abducted when you knew she was going to be killed? Their response was, I hope she would get away somehow. That was their response. When they knew that employee, when they were abducted, would be murdered, foreseeability. So therefore, there must be proper security for that person. No training. If they'd have told that woman she was going to be dead if they took her away from that store, don't you know they'd have to drug her away from the store with her heels?
Well, don't studies indicate that you've got more than one employee in a store like this, two employees, they're less likely to be robbed.
Certainly.
If you have a video camera and it's advertised on the window outside, you know, this place is monitored by video cameras, it's less likely to be robbed. If you advertise as a drop safe and there's not more than $50 or $75 kept on hand at any time available, accessible employee, it's less likely to be robbed.
The question is there testimony like that in the record?
Yes, sir. Certainly. It's full of it.
In any kind of numbers that... quantified in a way that we can look at it from a cause and effect situation.
Well, Your Honor, Judge.
I mean, surely somebody's done some statistics of people that sell these things, if nobody else, on the fact that if you pay us $1,000 a month for all these security devices, you're X percent less likely, you have X percent fewer robberies.
I don't know, Your Honor, if I can give you statistics. I don't recall offhand.
There aren't any in the record.
Statistics were in the record. I do know that Dr. Norman Botta testified regarding each of these incidents that training and other methods to employees of the security devices would give an employee more security to prevent exactly what was foreseeable and happened in this case.
Isn't the only foolproof system that would give you 100% guarantee of protecting the employee is to have a one-way mirror with a guard behind it with a 12-gauge Remington shotgun?
Well, I don't know that would be practical, Your Honor.
It's been used in Houston. It has been used.
I don't want to say that I'm going to advocate that that's a practical way for all convenience stores. I'm just saying using a little common sense. The question was whether this was solely a circumstantial evidence case. I don't believe it's solely a circumstantial evidence when I have four expert witnesses get on the stand and give direct testimony regarding the question of security and safety of the employees out there. This is what I believe was not addressed by the Court of Appeals. They did not address the fact that we had four security people giving testimony regarding this issue.
How were your experts qualified to testify to cause and effect?
Well, Your Honor, I have just given earlier the qualification of Dr. Norman Bottom, who had been in the security expert consultant business for 22 years.
Did you indicate that there was no objection to the expertise of him and of three of the other witnesses?
The only objection raised regarding the expertise was with Norman Gray, who had been in 20 years in the security business. That was overruled. That point was not preserved on appeal. There was, in fact, Easy Mart admitted that Chief Lewis was expert in this question before the trial court. This question of expert witnesses was not questioned before the trial court. The trial court admitted they were all expert witnesses, and this was not questioned by Easy Mart in the trial of the case. This case, Your Honor, if this case does not stand, there is no security cases in this state. It is impossible to prove a security cases if these aggravated
times up, so and I, you have I, you I can will, only talk in response stop, to a question, but there may be other questions. All right. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, sir.
Court will now take a brief recess.
You got any?
That's right.